Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, everybody. This is the Old Knight Rider. Welcome to another episode of Rough Riders Radio. Well, tonight's topic, yet another fatal shooting, actually not fatal shooting, another fatality at the hands of the police in the good old United States of America on a citizen. Apparently, tonight's topic, specifically 25-year-old black American Freddie Gray, while apprehended by the Baltimore police, ends up with a severed spine. Let's get right to it, shall we? 25-year-old Freddie Gray, a healthy young black man by Baltimore police on April the 12th, and ended up with a severed spine. He entered a police van after being apprehended in good health on April the 12th, only to emerge with a severed spine and subsequently died 7 days later in a hospital. All six Baltimore police officers at the scene were suspended, but with pay. He was running away from the officers when he initially spotted them, and they in turn pursued him. When they caught up with him and detained him, all he had on him at the time was a simple single-blade knife. Record. But he's all of 5'8", 145 pounds, and he did not put up any resistance at all when first apprehended. That's a long way from entering the police van healthy and exiting it on the way to the police station or wherever on the same day, within the same hour, with a severed back, a severed spine. This is just ever since Trayvon Martin, 2 years ago. It has been just a parade, a tawdry parade of police brutality from one end of the country to the other end. And primarily, almost exclusively, it's African-American, young African-American men. The officers involved early in the day, the Baltimore Police Department did release names of the six police officers suspended, but most of them were less than 3 years of experience. One did have 18 years. The autopsy hasn't yielded many answers, but Baltimore's mayor pledged Tuesday to find out how the 25-year-old died after being arrested a week prior. Basically, Freddie Gray's attorney said there's really no provocation for the police to have done anything merely because he ran away.
But I'm going to make this short, I'm going to make this sweet. In the long litany of unfortunate fatalities we've witnessed just since the Trayvon Martin case, a little over 2 years ago, you ever think?
It just goes, there is something seriously, seriously wrong with our entire concept of policing and our concept of what a police force should be in a modern, civilized superpower. All I can say is, the bottom line is, a solution that entails a citizens' tribunal with complete control over investigation of any and all police activities and fatalities is the only solution here. A permanent citizens tribunal with complete and total power to investigate the police. The police should have no business doing an internal investigation on their own. I think it's just those days are long gone. I don't think anything will change in the larger sense of the word until we have a third party, an independent, permanent, and with complete powers, a third party, true buffer between citizens and law enforcement. So that's it for tonight. But as far as I'm concerned, I think police and the idea of police police departments in the United States of America in the year 2015, I think there's nothing short of a revolution will satisfy, will bring anything, any relief or any solutions to what we have seen in only the last 2 years alone. That's it from the old Knight Rider, the old Rough Rider, rounding third, heading for home. And as always, stay well, keep it lit. And remember, we ride, but you decide.